Eureka musher Brent Sass cruised across the finish line in Fairbanks last night to win this year's Yukon Quest. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, Sass has been trying to win the quest for years. This year, he gave up a 10-hour lead to two-time defending champion Alan Moore, who refused to give up easily.
When Alan Moore blew through the mile 101 checkpoint, he claimed the lead and gained nearly a half an hour on Brent Sass. But when Sass left chasing, he says his team made up much of that time.
It was funny, the way I gauged it, I was watching the poop in the trail. Because when I first started, the poop was all frozen. And then as I got down the trail a little bit farther, I'd stick my ski pole in the poop every time when I'd go by. And it got softer and softer, and I knew then I was on his trail before I even saw the headlamp.
After the two crossed over Rosebud Summit, they ran within minutes of each other all the way to Two Rivers Checkpoint, where they bedded down their teams for a mandatory 8-hour layover. Alan Moore says he was positioned right where he wanted to be.
I just wanted to get to Two Rivers and be close, and I'm close, so I couldn't ask for more. Now the dogs just have to perform. We're in the perfect position. We're in our home turf. They know where the finish line is. If they feel good, we will win.
With the race as close, both mushers knew they'd have to run behind their sleds and use ski poles to help their teams along. Moore is 57. He joked about what it would be like to race against 35-year-old Brent Sass.
You see an old guy and a young guy really running to the finish line.
What's that?
I'm gonna kick your butt, you young guy. No, you're not, you old guy. But that's what you're looking at.
Joking aside, Moore knew the 70-mile run to Fairbanks would be tough.
If you stop to untangle a tangle, the other person will be a quarter of a mile ahead of you just to untangle a tangle. One dog gets a foot over the line, this, that, and the other. A quarter of a mile. So that's what it's going to play down to.
The two teams left within 2 minutes of each other. 20 miles later, Brent Sass caught up.
A plan came together.
Let's hear it for Brent, everybody.
Sass says he took advantage of a road crossing where spectators gathered to cheer on his dogs. Alan Moore's kennel isn't too far from the trail, so that also worked to Sass's advantage.
The dogs, it was just amazing. You know, I called them up and we flew all the way through Two Rivers, and I had to make sure I toned it back a little bit because I realized we had like 50 miles to go.
Sass credits his dog Basin, who ran in lead for all but 25 miles of the race.
He's an amazing dog, you know. He just defies the odds.
There are still 14 teams spread out across nearly 200 miles of trail. They'll continue to cross the finish line throughout the week. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.